is the United States militarily prepared, naval, air, ground, to wage an invasion of Iran?
No, certainly not. I mean, our ground force is in ruins. And I don't think that anybody in Washington deludes themselves into believing that they could order a mobilization of the country using a draft in order to fight Iran. That's just not going to happen. So I think, sadly, what we're up against right now is this assumption that ships at sea and aircraft in the air, by delivering long-range strikes, are going to change things in Iran. They'll change things. They'll make the place infinitely more dangerous and hostile to us. And Iran will have an inexhaustible supply of allies to help it. But it's certainly not going to induce change in Iranian behavior towards us. In other words, we're not going to bomb anybody into submission. That's absurd. That will not happen.
Why do Western governments seek justification through war, Colonel?
Well, it's, you know, I think, again, the use of long-range strike weapons is similar to sex without consequences. But we know that unless you use protection, you're going to have problems if you have sex with somebody. Well, the same thing is true in war. If you're bombing or striking with missiles or anything else, first of all, you have to have a very large supply of bombs and missiles. I don't think our supplies are really adequate right now. We've expended vast quantities, and reproducing more missiles, Tomahawk missiles and other strike missiles, quickly is extremely difficult. We have no surge capacity. We can't rapidly ramp up and provide more. Ships have to go back to port to reload. Submarines do not, at least not for a while, because they tend to carry more, but eventually they too will have to go to a protected port facility to reload. So you can't sustain this kind of damage for a long time without having to pause. Whenever you pause, of course, your adversary adjusts. And I think, again, the adversary has far, far more strike weapons at its disposal than we do. They have thousands of missiles ready to go, and those are precise, and they're going to hit us. Again, the problem is that the mind is stuck in 1991, but we are not in 1991. This is 2024. Our arsenal is considerably smaller. The numbers of forces at our disposal are considerably smaller. And as a result, this is not going to go well for us. It's going to turn into a very long, arduous campaign if we embark upon it.